Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker today talking with the folks at Prospect Bank. Darla Foster is the Senior Vice President of Retail. She's out of the Homer location with Prospect Bank. Darla, how are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very, very well here. We're wrapping up at the Midwest Ag Expo, full disclosure here. So let's first talk about what Prospect Bank had out here. Folks that were coming up and asking questions, what was some frequently asked questions that they reached out to you for?
Well, I think most of the questions today were, what are your CD rates and where are you located? So yes, I answered a lot of those questions. We met with a lot of people, gave out a lot of business cards, so maybe we'll see some action.
Well, let's talk about those CD rates. What do those look like right now?
Well, currently right now, we've got a three-month CD special that's paying 3.7 APY, or we have a 12-month CD special that's paying 3.4 APY.
Very nice, very nice. And of course, we know the locations. It's convenient because they're in a lot of our rural communities, a lot of our backyards, essentially. Let's go through those locations here for folks.
All right, well, we've got our operations and main hub in Paris. We have branches in Kansas, Ashmore, Brockton, Homer, Sidell, Gilman, Watsika, Champaign, and we just opened a new branch in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Very nice. So everywhere where people would shop.
Absolutely.
That's a convenient thing to have. So in case if you go out of town or maybe you don't cross the bank by the time you get there, you have an opportunity to hit the bigger cities. Let's talk about the smaller locations. So you're based out of Homer, and we were just talking off air that I visited a few years back whenever I was still living over in Sydney. I stopped in and remarked at the motif of the Homer location. It is quite intriguing and interesting, but definitely a throwback to Homer's history and the interurban railway. You have some interesting photos on the wall about the train, which essentially I think a lot of people nowadays would call a trolley. It's an interurban rail that used to run through the middle of town.
Yes, we do. We've got all kinds of photographs of old-time Homer buildings that you wish you could see in person now. You know, it's a shame and it's sad that some of these buildings are gone. They've just deteriorated.
It's always good to remember your roots. I think that's the theme that we all want to take away from this, is you remember your roots, and Prospect Bank has done just that. They know where their base is and that convenience of those locations. They're spread out, but they're there as a reminder, hey, you know, we're here in the community, we're here to help, whether it's trying to get people in for a mortgage or you're doing some farm lending, some ag loans. You do just about everything under the umbrella.
We sure do. We have our Kasasa rewards checking accounts right now. They're a really good account. We've got basic checking accounts, savings accounts, consumer lending, mortgage lending, commercial, home equity line of credit, IRAs, you name it, CDs. We can do just about anything.
Well, let's dive into Kasasa for a moment here, if we can. It's a nice program because you get a few extra kickbacks on the side with that. Is there any major specials right now that are tied with Kasasa or any of those kickbacks that folks might be particularly interested in?
Okay, we have the Kasasa Cashback, the Kasasa Cash, and the Kasasa Play, which the Kasasa Play would give you rewards for Google Play, iTunes, that type of reward. The Kasasa Cash will offer you a higher interest rate up to balances of $15,000. And the Kasasa Cashback pays you up to, I believe it's $9 a month that you would get as long as you meet your criteria and have at least 12 debit card transactions per month. So all of the Kasasa accounts will earn the rewards associated with that particular account as long as you meet the criteria. And that criteria would be 12 debit card transactions a month, e-statements, you would need to sign up for e-statements. Online banking, you need to log into your online banking at least once a month, and you need to have at least one ACH debit or credit out of your account. So, you know, direct deposit or an automatic insurance payment or something.
So, and essentially, it's an incentive program for people to take responsibility and to stay involved with their banking and learn that process, because in the long run it saves you guys from if somebody has a fraudulent account. I think it probably cuts down on that a little bit because it puts the onus on the customer there, right?
Yes, it does. And also, if you don't reach your goal for the month, like if you only do 10 debit card transactions, you're not penalized in any way. You just don't receive the reward for that month. And then the next month you would just try again.
think I would probably get that in just a couple of days. As often as I use my cards nowadays, I'm to the point now where summer's the time I know that I have to go and get cash because all the ice cream stands require cash. But the rest of the time I'm using my card. And it's so weird because I think that that's where society has flipped to. Everybody wants that security of having a card. There's so many different little programs like the Kasasa that you mentioned there that folks get involved with. Before we tie up with you here, Darla, let's kind of gear it towards some of the younger folks out there. There's always that incentive to try to get younger folks involved and know about money at an earlier time. A lot of folks in our crowd have children, have grandchildren. A few of them even have great-grandchildren that they want to get involved in saving for that rainy day, whether it's maybe their first house or their college tuition, whatever have you. What type of programs do you have for the younger kids out there that want to try to get rolling here with saving and try to get them to build up some of that?
Well, we currently have the Prospect Apprentice account. It's a savings account. It's what we would consider our children's savings account. And it's a slightly higher interest rate. It does require a parent or guardian to be on the account with them. But that's one we would always direct people to. And then, of course, you know, sometimes just our CDs, it's a minimum of $500 to open one of our CD specials. So sometimes you'll have grandparents that want to, you know, deposit and try to get the ball rolling for their grandchildren.
Very nice. It's a nice thing to have, especially if you don't realize or know what to give your grandchild for the birthday. Maybe you don't see them very often, birthday gift or Christmas gift. You can set them up with that financial security in the future. Well, folks can find you over at the Homer location, but there's smiling faces at all of the Prospect branches. And there is an online presence as well at bankprospect.com. For folks that want to reach out otherwise, is there a good number or a good place to start, or is the website the way to go?
You know, the website is the direct way to go, as you said, www.bankprospect.com, or you can reach out to your local branch if you are close to one of our branches. Like you said, I am at the Homer branch, and you can reach me at 217-896-2423 and just ask for Darla.
Well, Darla, I appreciate your time spending with us today. All the best to you here, and we'll make sure we stop by and say hi.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you and everyone that wants to come in.
Thank you. That is Darla Foster, the Senior Vice President of Retail with Prospect Bank out of the Homer office. Thanks for listening to WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.